good evening. This is NFLY VOW at control for Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so. After a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations featuring the check-in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check-in? Come now.
N5ALW, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, over.
Evening, Bill, KA3TFB. How are you doing this evening?
It's Thursday, got one more day to go here. We're at 25 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. There's a record, we set a record. I think this is only the second time this week that I didn't have to scrape ice off the windshield or brush the snow off the windows in the car. There's a law in Pennsylvania that says after a snowstorm you need to remove the snow off your car before you drive it. So we're at a record here. I think it went as high as 30, and we haven't begun the big thaw yet, but maybe tomorrow it'll start thawing out. This storm has produced a lot of ice, covered everything with ice for a while. Anyhow, I'm spending time on fire engineering and going through the quick study programs there, and I need to pass the test on the FEMA 703A test. Found that to be the worst one yet. Very challenging. And I had to print out the course material to look at. And I'm gonna give myself a year's time to pass that one test. Well, enough said for me. Back to you. Good evening to everyone. KA3TFB, over.
Okay, very good, Bill. Well, I would imagine you probably had worse weather than what we have up here. It seems like when they were given a report south of us in further south into Pennsylvania, and worse weather, stronger storms, and a little more activity that way than what was going on up here. Well, you know, we're not too far away from March, and hopefully that might be a little bit milder than what we've had in the last couple of weeks. Maybe we'll get lucky and kind of coast through that. It'll be nice, but I wouldn't hold my breath for it. Anyway, 73 to you, Bill. Have a nice evening, and thank you for checking in. Are there any other EchoLink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW. Hey, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
Okay, KC2WI, Pete.
N2PFM, George. George, how are things up your way?
Good evening, Bob, Pete, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 7 degrees after a low of 3 and a high of 19. And we had gorgeous sunshine today, which was very nice. Of course, the new wood coal stove, is medium-sized potbelly stove, has been working very well since that other stove burned out on me when we had the 25 below zero. Decided the screen curtain decided to rot off, and you could see there, the whole inside of the stove was all warped and bent and everything, which is why I couldn't put two logs beside each other anymore. So that's gone, and a little borrowing of some money in that. They're going to pay back on the third. I did manage to get a medium-sized Vogel Zank potbelly stove at Farmers Co-op for $389.95, whereas that same stove, anywhere on the internet, was selling for anywhere from $750 to $900, and it was still with, even, I went to the different places, and that was the cheapest thing I could get that was reasonably able to heat the place, so that's in it. You've got pictures here of the new stove that's in. Wood or coal, I tried it with wood, doing fine, trying with coal now for a couple of days, see how that does. And so far, I'm at least satisfied with it anyway. So with that, we'll take our bus 73 is N2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, at least you're going to be collectively warm now. And a little bit more maintenance-free, probably. Yeah, you don't need distortion and problems with a heating stove and have the chance of fire or something else worse happening. Okay, you have a good evening and stay warm up by you. KC2WI, Pete, how are things going with you?
KC2WI, well, I just got back this afternoon. I went up and visited the folks in Sunday and late Sunday, and stayed for the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club meeting Monday night. I went for a snowmobile ride on Monday. I think I went, 47 miles or something, and some of it was really pretty good, and I was poking around one of my friend's camps, and that was fun, you know, not on the main trail, and not a lot of snow, but actually pretty good for the, you know, off-trail stuff, because it was covered, but there's no way you could ever get stuck, because it wasn't deep enough, but most of the stuff was covered. But in a way, when it's not deep, it's good, because if you're in a foot or two of fluffy snow, you don't see the stumps and the crap that's under there, but you hit it. But if there's only half a foot, you see all that stuff. Of course, it's pretty hard. And then as I headed out from the far end of Perkins Clearing, it was a little less snow, so that's pretty typical. Anyway, and then of course we had the snow Monday night, and Tuesday morning was quite nice, but I didn't, I was being responsible and running the snowblower and clearing everything off, because I knew later on it would be really hard to do that, so it was really good. I did that in terms of having cars that were all cleaned off and melted off after the rain, and moved my mother's car, which doesn't get driven much at all. They don't really even have snow tires on it. So they take it out on a sunny day. Moved that out and moved mine out, cleared around that, and 48 miles from the house, around back through the trails, got the ride. I didn't get out early enough to be the first one out until I got to about the third trail down and crossed over Oxbow Lake and then Smile Lake Trail. That nobody'd been on that, and that was nice. And the base up below it was pretty smooth. And down to Route 10, down Pally Road, they actually were running the groomer down the Pally Road. I don't know if it held up or not. Maybe it did. Down there and caught up to the groomer. Went off on the side trail. Again, you know, trail breaking. And it was a little heavy, but not bad. And my, you know, long, wide track machine there, no problems. When I got down to an intersection where I'd been before this year, I thought, I got to go a little further. It was raining. I mean, it was raining. So I went a little further, and I said, okay, that's enough. Came back through, and it wasn't really hard going, but, it, you know, it was slippery and sloppy and whatever. And, boy, I'll tell you, it rained really hard. It rained so hard that my snowmobile pants are not really waterproof anymore. I guess they're just wearing out, you know. And my jacket and all that, I was pretty dry, but my gloves were totally soaked, and by the time I got home, my pants, but I never got cold, it was so warm out. But going across the Oxbow Lake, the last stretch there, I was pushing pretty hard. I was contemplating maybe I should just kind of go up the snowbanks on the side of the road, but I made it home. But anyway. I mean, I was riding in the pouring rain at some times, but on the trail it was okay, but the difference between going out and coming back was real, real obvious. Going out it was snow, maybe a little heavy. Coming back, a couple other tracks had gone, you know, through there by then too, but it was just all, any low spot in particular was just all slush, and so... Anyway, that's a long story. I got a little bit of riding in. It was fun anyway in the rain. Like I said, I didn't get cold. And did some other things yesterday. Ended up, you know, just one thing led to another, and I didn't come back till today. So now I'm in the catch-up mode. So I was happy to see here that we didn't get nearly the snow that I got up there, or either that or it melted a lot more, rained more. My basement wasn't flooded. I see it was maybe a little dampness there where water will leak in when it piles up in the driveway. And that, so all in all, not too bad. So I got to do a little catch-up. So that's what I'm up to here. And I guess we're going to get warm up and rain again this weekend. So good day to work inside. KC2WI.
Well, it sounds like you were finally able to at least get a little bit of riding in and enjoy that. Get into some new territory anyway.
Yeah.
It could very well be the last we get for a while anyway. Nothing new forecast that I can see. Got a couple of possibilities. 1 to 3 inches coming up. But things are warming up, and of course, if it's going to rain, either before or after, we're going to lose a considerable amount of it anyway. So, yeah, I think it's gradually fading away, although I wouldn't rule the month of March out at all either. Yeah, we've still got some time this month. All right, Pete, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. Stay warm, stay dry. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, I had a great day today. I went out with a dog for a considerable amount of time and gave him a good run. He had fun doing it, running up after a set of squirrels and what have you in the woods. At least there's 3 or 4 inches maybe still on the ground around in the wooded areas, even on some of the back roads that haven't been sanded or salted. So, it was a good day. I got some things done in the garage and worked on my furnace in there. Got that operating a little bit better. Had a couple little problems, but minor. Heats well, does a good job. And of course, the morning started out with a very low battery in my wife's car, so needless to say, it was time for a new battery. So in the afternoon when she got back from Utica, I put new battery in, and that's back to normal again. Don't have to worry about that. So that was the sum total of my day. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed the evening. I sat and relaxed a bit. Had a good dinner and took it easy the rest of the evening. Got on 75 meters a little bit and enjoyed some of the folks on there. So with that, I'll make another call. Anyone else care to join us? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Rally Service Net. Hey, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the repeater and the frequency to regular regular use. I want to thank Pete and George for checking in this evening, and Bill down in Pennsylvania. Everyone have a fine evening. Stay warm, stay dry. N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Good night.
KB2KOJ is clear and returning to the 145.17.